Today is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. The time is 6 p.m. Could we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Present.
Mr. Hack.
Here.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr.
Here. Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, that brings us to public commentary on any board item.
We didn't see
anything. People fighting out there that haven't broken their legs. All right. Let's see. Next on the agenda is the board discussion and actionary items, new business. I will turn this over to Mr. Malalepsy.
Thank you, sir. At this time, we ask the board to move to approve the Monroe High School cross country team to attend team building and training at Lake Diane and Camden, Michigan, following board policies for field trips and excursions.
I move that we approve the cross-country trip.
Second.
Support. Any discussion? Hearing none. Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Project Lead the Way. Mr. Malalepsy, it's you again.
Thank you, Mr. President. We ask the board to move to approve Orchard Center High School and Monroe Middle School's recommendation to purchase 5 Project Lead the Way offerings to be implemented over the next 3 years at a cost not to exceed $97,456.88.
Is there a motion?
I'll move that we approve Project Lead the Way. And I should include there that the money will be taken out of Title II and Section 31A.
Support.
Any discussion?
I don't know if it'll work, but I mean, it's worth a shot. I don't know. I mean, you know, it works great. If it doesn't,
well, we can say we tried it
again.
Yeah.
But
it's
at least
been history. Have we used Project Lead the Way in the past?
It has been successful at the high school previously, and we're looking forward to getting it going at 2 of our schools to help engage students.
Could we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to Game 1 and Adida Partnership. Superintendent Shaw.
So in our last workshop, we had Mr. Hessenden with us, our athletic director, who presented to you the Game 1 and Adidas Partnerships. Questions were posed to him on that, and so he seeked those answers, provided them back, and so we do have the 2 contracts in front of you tonight. And so we are recommending that they be approved per written.
Is there a motion?
I'll move that we approve the contract with Adidas.
Is there support?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
I think this is... Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I was going to say I have a couple of questions, concerns. when I look through the Adidas contract, I think, Chet, you had mentioned that shoes were not included yet. It appears to say in exclusive use, Adidas products, wherever engaged in competition events, activities, but also it says with footwear, apparel, and or accessories. So I guess my question is, I thought you said shoes were excluded.
They are. So if you buy team shoes, they have to be Adidas shoes. We don't purchase team shoes. So for individuals, they can purchase whatever product they would like.
Okay. So for example, the football team, they purchase their own shoes?
Correct.
Okay. And also because of this, it says, I thought, again, you mentioned that this only is applicable in competition or games. Is that correct?
For the students, correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even though it says engaged in competition events or activities, I would assume activities might include practices.
In my conversations with them, it has been explicitly competitions.
But it's not that way in the contract. I guess that's my concern. So I guess something to think about. Then. Last, it does appear, you know, as far as termination, that we can terminate the agreement with 30 days notice, but then it's the termination is only effective at the end of the term. So if we decide to terminate mid-season, we're obligated till the end of the contract, that contract year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And yet, and I know you mentioned that if we don't hit the $100,000 target, they can reduce the amount of the promotional merchandise, but this also says that if they want to, they can terminate the agreement.
They could.
Okay. I just want everybody to be aware of those issues.
Does anybody know how much we spend a year on said products?
I think Chet had it.
Yes, between 90 and 110 K the past couple of years on average.
Okay. Carrie? Larry?
And again, I don't think we've ever had a contract.
I'm sorry?
I don't think we've ever had a contract with Adidas or anybody else, as far as I know.
We have not, no.
So, I mean, I do applaud you for at least going out and attempting to get the best contract we could. Will it work? I don't know, but maybe we explore a 30-day termination. But yeah. I applaud you for at least trying.
Thank you.
So it's worth it.
Will we use still any local vendors?
Yes.
So what would Adidas be used for then?
So the discount, primarily.
Okay. That's your school store, correct?
Yes, school store. You know, the signing bonus and then the annual spend that they allow us and allot us will outfit a majority of what we're trying to accomplish with apparel and equipment to provide. The additional percentage off will likely encourage coaches or individual families to purchase with Adidas.
And my apologies, I wasn't at the last
meeting. Yeah, no problem at all.
This.
Yeah. So just the discounts that provided, you know, if they're comparing different types of products and they can get something cheaper or higher quality with Adidas than another product that they might be seeking out purchasing
so
online.
So if we have a student that wants to be decked out, we'll just say a Nike, they can still do that?
Yes, they can personally purchase anything that they like. Okay. The only thing that has to remain consistent is the uniform attire by Varsity Sports.
Okay. All right. You answered my question. Yep. Mary?
Nope. No questions.
Anyone else?
I had a follow-up on that. I just want to make sure that we're going to be fair and equitable as far as that signing bonus and the promo that we get, that we're going to use it for as many sports as we can across the board, mailing and
Understood and appreciate that. My background's, I was a deputy Title IX coordinator at university level, so I can appreciate the need to make sure that we're being equitable between our men's and women's programs.
Can we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Van
Wachenova. Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes, and the motion passes.
Great.
That brings us
Thank
to
you.
The MHSAA resolution, Superintendent Shaw.
All right, I appreciate that. So back in July, we did approve the being member organization to the MHSAA for our middle school and high school. At that time, we said we wanted more information on the ability for sixth graders to take part in athletics. And so Chet was at our last meeting and talked about that that whole point, and then questions were raised, and so he brought that forward. And so know that if sixth graders are to participate in middle school in a middle school sport, it most likely would not be a be a sport that's a non-cut sport, and or if there was a sport where it was and there was a need, there would be a tryout process. But the whole point about the equitable and the transportation side, that's all the logistical things that he kind of outlined. But we appreciated that information and that the thoughts from all of our board members on that. So we are requesting that the board approve the MHSAA resolution for 24-25 school year as presented with the addition of the sixth graders.
Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the addition of the sixth graders to our MHSAA resolution.
Support?
Support.
Any discussion?
Can I just for my clarity, that this, when we add sixth grade to the resolution, this is an option for our sixth graders to be. It's not a requirement for our sixth graders to be.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Point of distinction. Yeah. Really, the impetus is to open an opportunity for more participation. The four sports that the middle school offers that are individual sports, cross country, swimming, wrestling, we'll be adding back this year. We haven't had middle school wrestling in a number of years. And then track and field will really pave the way for sixth graders to participate without impacting seventh or eighth grade participation numbers. And then any of our team sports would really just have the benefit of if we're in jeopardy of losing that program. You know, we have six seventh graders out for a particular program and we need a couple more bodies to sustain a basketball team or you name it, we could open it up for sixth graders to try out to then participate in those team sports, which would benefit everybody so that we don't have to bump the seventh graders up to an eighth grade team just to sustain one middle school program. And then we run into competitive equity issues if we have a bunch of seventh graders playing eighth grade sports.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Yeah, full-on blitz with communication channels. Anything that is within the school system, community ed, social media, really any channels and word of mouth and publications that we can produce content to make sure that sixth grade families know that there's a pathway for them to be able to participate. Transportation services, since we had last spoke, had clarified some of those details of their ability to manage the logistics of getting them to and from different practice sites, not only at the high school, but at the middle school level, we're, you know, practicing at Custer for soccer. You know, we have Navarre, we have a number of other places that they're practicing outside of just the middle school. So transportation services feels very confident that they can get the kids where they need to go and have them be able to participate. So we're excited to provide that opportunity to the sixth graders.
And for clarity's sake, for this fall, it would be just cross country, correct?
Yeah, that would be the only one. Yeah, and the four individual sports, the benefit of that as well is at the middle school level, like the 8 weeks of basketball do not overlap the 8 weeks of wrestling as well. It's sort of like winter one and winter two.
Yep.
So those sixth graders that don't know what sport they want to participate in, they can still do both if they had an interest in doing so.
Nice. We have roll call, please, Jamie.
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to old business, and that would be the fleet management. Superintendent Shaw.
So at our last meeting, we discussed the fleet maintenance contract and the extension of this fleet maintenance contract for 11 months. In our communications to you, there was questions asked in regards to negotiating of the contract. And so in going back and working with First Vehicle and getting clarity, a couple areas that arose had to do with more money from the ISD and or from SMCC. When we look at what the ISD already does, they supply us with one maintenance person. I'm sorry, one tech. I always get that one backed up. Mm-hmm. One tech and then also the half-time secretary. And so when the Monroe ISD bus is not there, that tech and that secretary are doing working for us without being charged to us. And so, and we still receive a kickback, though, $4 or $5 per hour for any bus that's in and they're being worked on from even ISD and from the SMCC. And those are only items, buses being rolled into our facility at this time. The other part being, too, was looking at the non-comp. I'm sorry, not the wrong term right there.
Non-contract
work. And so further discussion on that one was that was put in that contract a long time ago, and it had to do with the simple fact of when the company went and companies would bid on the work, they're bidding on what they know to be true and accurate, which is the size of the fleet and the condition of that fleet. And so when it comes to rust and or to other repairs may have to happen due to like an accident, those, that was considered to be above what would have been normal contracted rate. That's why that number was placed in there. And so what we're asking for is just the 11-month extension. The daily rate for that amount is $1,870.86, or a total amount of $443,993.82. And so it is our recommendation to move forward with that approval.
Is there a motion?
I move that we approve the RFP from METS and reject all other offers.
Is there support?
Support.
Any discussion?
And why did this is that METS for the whole year is $380-some thousand. For 11 months with first vehicle is $443,000. So there's $60,000 there. Plus with first vehicle, we have non-contract work. METS, we don't have non-contract work. So in effect, instead of having when there's rust done, and I know Scott supported me some information as far as repairs, it added 30-some-odd thousand. So we're really talking about a $480,000 contract as opposed to $380 contract. So, I mean, that's the thing I think we should really go with METS.
So you're saying not to extend the contract that we're talking about, correct?
Well, we'll go with METS instead of first vehicle.
Can I remove my support? I was not clear on what his motion was.
I don't know. That's a good question. Tom?
I think it's all on the floor, but it can be taken care of in a vote.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right. We have roll call, please, Jamie.
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
No.
Mr. Heck.
No.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
No.
Mrs. Williams.
No.
Mr. Zimmerman.
No. So the motion fails. So now we'll go back to fleet management.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I would move to approve the 11-month contract extension for fleet vehicle for services as presented.
Is there support?
Support.
Any discussion?
Yeah, my concern again is that we're talking about $100,000 extra that we're going to have to pay for 11 months. I mean, this is taxpayers' money. I mean, we shouldn't really be wasting $100,000. That's a 25% difference. I mean, that's substantial. So every time they do a rust job, they're going to get their regular pay, $50-some an hour, plus they're going to get an extra $56 an hour added to that. So they're going to get like $100-some an hour.
I don't think there's much rust work left out there, I hope, because we got rid of the rusties.
We got all kinds of rust work out there. I mean, if you look at what was done, I mean, everything rust. For example, in the past we have had rotors. I gave that example time and time again. I mean, rotors rust day two when you put them on.
Of course
they
do.
I mean, certain things are going to be have rust on. So, I mean, the problem that we're going to have those non-contract costs there, and it's going to be an extra $100,000. I mean, that's a lot of money. We can do a lot of other things with $100,000 other than putting on this contract. I mean, it doesn't seem very logical to me.
Okay. Anyone else?
Good. I guess if we went with METS, how does that affect the ISD work and the Catholic Central work?
So the ISD is still under contract with First Vehicle.
Okay.
And so First Vehicle would still be in there, so that's an area that we'd have to try to navigate.
Okay, so we would basically have, you're saying we would have two groups of maintenance people in there.
So that's the part that you got to navigate is if we went with METS, then now we're going to have to find a director and then the mechanics. Okay, and so there is an non-compete clause in their contract. Whether it be invoked or not, I don't know. Okay, but what you're also asking at the same time is if we were to make that move, did we just also basically dissolve the contract that METS, I'm sorry, First Vehicle would have with the ISD, because you can't really have two entities in the facility at one time.
Right, right. So they would have to negotiate something individually themselves.
Yeah.
And I would assume that they would probably give us the one tech and the one person that they have.
Yep.
They still have to have their buses service. So.
Yep.
So we're still going to have that.
Yeah, I get, my opinion is I think it's a good idea at the end of this contract to talk about possibly switching to Mets. But I don't think it makes a lot of sense to switch in midstream right now.
Well, I mean, it's before school is my thought time. I mean, we've got to do this before school starts. We'll give them in about 6 weeks to actually put the stuff together. And originally, I'll tell you, when Mets came into the bus transportation stuff, I was against it. I didn't think they could do it. I mean, that was a mess. Mets came in, did a fantastic job. And I'll admit I was wrong. You know, that's the bottom line.
We did that once with Sodexo, too, and boy, that blew up in our face.
But this, I mean, Mets can show that they are good in transportation. So if it was just a company that we didn't know, yeah, I would be a little bit too.
But our goal in the end is to take it over ourselves, correct?
Well, but that clause is not in there.
There's still,
I mean, the problem, if we're going to take it over, it probably has to be done when Zorn's quit, which is December. So we'd have to take over in January. Well, we got a contract for the first vehicle in December, so.
Yeah, but we have a 30-day out on that.
We do?
No,
yes.
We don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Jeremy says we do.
Well, where is it?
He's showed us to us. I'm going to call for the vote. We're either going to vote this up or vote it down.
Dr. Barry.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
No.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. Motion carries. That brings us down to public commentary on any comment. Anybody out there? All right. Can I get an adjournment, a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. That concludes our agenda for this evening. Our next regular board meeting will be held Tuesday, August.